Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Stuart Scott, in my opinion, is the most influential sports anchor that ESPN has had. I raise my hand as somebody that still appreciates and watches ESPN. I am an ESPN fan. I don't love every single personality, but I'm not supposed to, right? You're not going to love every take. You're not going to love every opinion. But clearly they're going to be, from as a sports fan, right, there are going to be takes that you love. They're going to be people that you look at and you appreciate. Stuart Scott and what he meant to that brand. The most influential, in my opinion, person that was at ESPN. And it feels like just yesterday that I woke up on a Sunday morning, turned on the TV, because I'm always turning on ESPN first. That's the first station I go to. Like, I'll watch a lot of stuff, but the very first channel is ESPN. And I remember being in my apartment in Kansas City, because I was living in Kansas City at the time. Woke up that Sunday, January the 4th. Turned on the television as I'm grabbing something out of the kitchen. And I'm seeing the tears. I'm seeing the sobbing. I'm seeing the tributes. And I sat there on the couch, and I was heartbroken too, that Stuart Scott had passed away from cancer and that his battle was over. And I remember two individuals specifically that spoke, that it took my breath away. And it was Susie Colbert, who's no longer with ESPN. But she just, you know, she had a moment, right? She had her moment. And it's tough. And it's always tough. I've had those moments too, being on air and struggling to get words out. But the other one was Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen talked about how much he loved Stuart, and that was his guy. And just seeing how passionate everybody was on an NFL Sunday talking about Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott, for me, he brought swag to ESPN. He brought hip-hop culture to ESPN. He brought a different type of looking at sports and talking about it in his style, with his swagger, that people like myself could look at and say, yeah, I relate to that. Like, I understand what he's trying to articulate. I love all the Stuart Scott-isms, you know? And when we look at this 30 for 30, and I didn't see it last night because I was on the air doing the show, but I'm definitely going to check it out. Booyah!
So he was the man that brought that to the country, right? He didn't invent it, but he's the reason we all said it for years.
Seriously. It was, you know, Stuart Scott was so crafty at taking things in society and, like, for instance, like, from talking at the barbershop to on air.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss him. He was super impactful, super influential. But I would ask this to people out there on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Who are your favorite ESPN personalities that you have supported and watched throughout the years? Because I have a top list of guys, and Stuart Scott's at the top. He's at the top. But there are other people out there that I absolutely 100% love as well, and I'm sure you probably got your one or two favorites, but I'll give you mine real quick, and then you can give me a few of yours.
Let's do it.
Stuart Scott clearly is at the top. Bob Lee, I love Bob Lee. Bob Lee is not on ESPN anymore, but Bob Lee was the king, at least in my opinion, of the investigative reporting and going in with all the scandals and all the things that happen in the sports world. Bob Lee was incredible, absolutely incredible. I'm a massive fan of Scott Van Pelt. I just like Scott Van Pelt. I just think that Scott Van Pelt gets it, and I love the late night stuff that he does. And people have said, well, should Scott Van Pelt's show be moved to, because remember, they no longer do Around the Horn. I would hate to see him move from nights, late nights, to go to a time of day where so many less people would watch. And I think he does a great job after they do the football game, stuff like that. So Scott Van Pelt, I love watching Scott Van Pelt. And then the other person that I want to give props and kudos to, and I think he's very underrated, but he's one of my all-time favorites, is Chris Fowler. Okay?
So, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you why Chris Fowler. Because no, I will be the only person that will say Chris Fowler. Nobody else on planet Earth is going to say Chris Fowler, but I'm going to tell you why.
He just kind of seems like he's just one of the guys, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. So Chris Fowler, we know that he calls the games, right? He calls college football games and stuff. And it's not just college football, but he's phenomenal at being, you know, a play-by-play guy. He does, you know, tennis and stuff like that, whatever. But Chris Fowler, do you know what he did before he had the breakthrough on ESPN?
No clue.
A show that has been gone since the 90s, okay? And it was the show that Chris Fowler did every single week, and I loved it. Because I am, back when I was a kid, I was the kid that geeked out on college recruiting. I was the one that cared about rankings. I was the one that cared about who the top high school players were all the... He did a show. It was called Scholastic Sports America on ESPN.
I remember that. Okay, yep. Yes.
He was that guy. And so I fell in love with Chris Fowler back then when nobody gave a damn about all... That was my show, man. That was my show. To see this week, we've got the KOMOX shootout. And we've got LaPhonso Ellis against Alonzo Mourning. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I still remember that. Seriously. So, Chris Fowler, that's my guy.
That's very good.
What you got?
I think if we're talking SportsCenter anchors, I mean, Stewart's right up there. There's several more, but the one that always struck me the most, that it's just a sense of humor thing, I always got his sense of humor, Kenny Mayne. I just loved the kind of the dry approach he had to, all right, Kirby Puckett hit a fly ball over some fencing in the outfield. Okay. You know, stuff like that. I always remember that guy. I don't think it was Kirby, but, you know, that one just made me laugh. He just made me laugh in a different way than anyone else did when they were doing the SportsCenter stuff, when, you know, ESPN was still doing SportsCenter highlights, you know, all morning long, and you could watch the same show three different times, and I'd still laugh every time I heard it. Yeah. The other guy.
He-Man was awesome.
And he gets crushed because he's been around forever and people get tired of him. But you know what? Chris Berman.
Berman.
Chris Berman is an absolute legend.
He is a legend.
And he's the reason that we still all do the rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, back, 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 back. He's the reason that still to this day, if I'm playing with my kids in the backyard, we're playing soccer or running around playing tag or something, if they try to steal the ball or try to reach me, I'll evade it and go, whoop, whoop. It was that, just that kind of stuff that's always stuck with me. And to this day, I still do it because there was a huge impact there.
And the thing about Stuart Scott, too, yeah, because everybody loves, they still love the Chris. Chris Berman, though, the only thing about Chris Berman that I love that, because that's his thing, right? That's his stick, is that I want it to be more than that. Because the only things that you seem to get out of him now, because remember, he was so good, because remember him and, they did the late night Sunday thing where they would talk about all the games.
Yep.
It was him and, Hall of Fame football player. I can't remember what was his name?
His name is escaping me.
Denver
too.
Bronco linebacker. It'll come back to me. But they did a phenomenal job with that show. It basically was kind of like a Sunday night countdown where they would go over all of the different
Tom games. Jackson.
Tom Jackson, exactly. Tom Jackson, that's who it was. And so I used to love that. But now I don't think that he's used enough.
He's kind of retired, right?
Yeah.
He does the 2-minute drill still on Sunday nights or Monday nights, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like he's reduced to the bumbling, stumbling, all that stuff, whatever, the Buffalo Bills, and then also the back. Like, he's reduced to that. And I'm like, Chris Berman's more than that, right?
He's 70, man. Let the fellow enjoy
not
his
old.
Retirement.
70?
He can still enjoy retirement. He doesn't got to show up to the studios every time you need
no,
him.
No, I know, I get that. No, I'm not saying he's got to do more in that way on a regular basis. I'm just talking about do more than two things.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? But to be fair, he had a very significant loss. I think his wife was killed in an automobile accident a few years ago. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I know that's like a big deal there. All right, 651-461-9226 from the 612. Fowler is awesome. Yes! Hopefully Texter knows about Scholastic Sports America, because I love that show. I even jogged your memory
you did.
Right there with that take. Seriously. But Trey Wingo was talking about Stuart Scott, and he had stated that it was not universal at ESPN in terms of like how he was elevated or looked upon. There are a lot of people at ESPN that didn't get it. He wasn't fully supported. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
they didn't really get how the importance of Stuart Scott until later on. What he was doing and the way that he brought culture into SportsCenter, they didn't understand it on the front end. They wanted something different, but then when they got something different,
it was scary.
Yeah, they were a little bit scared off by it. All right, coming up next, the economy isn't good right now, and there are no amount of lies that can fix it. We get to that next year on the Chad Harbin Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I feel like this is my birthday with the Tribe Called Quest. Every single segment, it seems like.
Tubbsy doesn't give this to you every single night.
I got to call Tubbsy out. Tubbsy's bad with bumper music. Like, I give him...
I didn't try to start this, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, I have bumper music that I have given him that I say, utilize this, whatever. He's not great at, like, expanding past his horizons in terms of, like stuff that, like, if I give you a set of things and you know that that's what I'm into, you can branch out a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I like me some Jamiroquai. You know, ask me what I like. But you, you're doing the work, man. I mean, Tubbsy can take a cue from you, man.
A lot of people could take a cue from me, let's be honest about this.
Well, should Jerome Powell, should he take any cues from you?
I think he's taking a lot of cues from a lot of people right now that are not happy.
The gaslighting has to stop, okay? Not with Jerome Powell, but just from, in general, people throughout levels of government that... Mike Lynch? What up, Lynch?
We doing some decorate?
See, he forgot to you've been out of radio and you don't know how to make the microphones work. Happy holidays, man. I ain't seen you in forever.
Happy holidays to you. I haven't been at this microphone in about 6 years.
That's a good reason for that, I think.
You surprised me, man. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. I've been commissioned by Shaletta to put up Christmas lights.
Oh my God.
She calls me. I'm walking into Lifetime Fitness. I haven't shaved, I haven't showered.
Which location?
Going in for a workout, the one in Egan.
Okay.
I live about a mile away.
All right, I'll see you there sometime.
And she calls me and she says, "Get out of here." Right away. I mean, like, I'm sorry. I mean, well, and then she tells me she's going to get a tree. I see this tree. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. What, yeah. Shaletta put that up?
Yes.
That's pre-lit, and that's a gorgeous tree.
That is
lit. My wife was looking for a tree like that, and she could not find one. So good for Shaletta.
Tell Shaletta to bring one over your house.
Yeah, well, we already got one now, we're in good shape.
Nice seeing you, man.
Well, nice seeing you. Now, you've
don't,
never
but hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. But,
yeah?
Lynch, don't ever leave a workout at Lifetime Fitness for Shaletta.
I worked out.
Okay. Oh,
because,
good.
First she wanted me to come in at 10:30. I said, whoa, I don't think that's going to happen. Then she told me she has a meeting at 11:30. So I figured, okay, you're in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. Let's make it this afternoon.
I got you.
But I see she's got champagne and orange juice, and I'm sure the champagne is out, but that's okay.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That's all right. How you been?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Just hanging out here, filling in for Chad Hartman.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, and
Chad's always gone.
Well, he's one of his many vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm going to date myself. He's the Johnny Carson of CCO announcers. Always on vacation.
I love it, man.
Yes.
I appreciate you hopping on and saying a few words.
Well, I'm going to be around for a while putting up lights. So
it's all good.
If you hear someone scream, just get me after the show. Kick me aside, get the commercials in, and then we'll take care of it.
It's all good. It's all good, Mike. So let me get back to this, the economy just not being good, because Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chair, he spoke yesterday because they've been talking about, you know, another, you know, rate cut and all this other stuff.
Quarter point yesterday, I believe.
Flat out, he starts with talking about and admits essentially that the economy is not working for regular Americans.
If you listen to the earnings reports for consumer-facing companies that tend to deal with low and moderate-income people, they'll all say that we're seeing people, you know, tightening their belts, changing products that they buy, buying less, and that sort of thing.
And then he would go on to, in another soundbite, admit that the tariffs, Donald Trump's tariffs, are raising Americans' prices.
Very little data on inflation have been released since our meeting in October. Total PCE prices rose 2.8% over the 12 months ending in September, and excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core PCE prices also rose 2.8%. These readings are higher than earlier in the year as inflation for goods has picked up, reflecting the effects of tariffs.
And then also, and finally, he says that the U.S. jobs reports are essentially inaccurate.
Why did we move today? You know, I would say point to a couple things. First of all, gradual cooling in the labor market has continued. Unemployment is now up 0.3 from June through September. Payroll jobs averaging 40,000 per month since April. We think there's an overstatement in these numbers by about 60,000. So that would be negative 20,000 per month.
So I say all this to just expound on the point of, I am sick and tired of being lied to and being told that grocery prices are down. They're not down, okay? The cost of living for all of us across many, you know, different sectors, it's extremely high. And I think that the American people are tired of being told that you're paying less for this, you're paying less for that, your way of life is better. It's not. And so when you have somebody that says that even information that comes out isn't accurate, and then we've seen that we're not even releasing reports that typically, by the standard of American life in terms of how the, you know, the government gives out information, we're not even getting reports anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and months ago, I can't remember the her name, but, you know, they released a bad report and she's out.
Yeah,
she's out of a job.
Yeah. I just, what are we doing?
No, it's tiring hearing from the president, Trump in this case, but any president, to hear something and then see their actions speak completely differently. To hear, in this case, affordability is a con job, it's Democrats, you know, hoax, blah, 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 affordability crisis, it's completely made up. And yet now we're going on a barnstorming tour starting in Pennsylvania the other day, where apparently the mission is to talk about affordability and how the economy's improving.
No, affordability's bad now.
Well, yes.
That's a bad word.
Exactly. Yes. That's right. You can't use that word. But, you know, how the economy's better than we all believe it is, and it's only going to get better because this is, you know, the best America's ever had it. Well, you know, it's just, being gaslit is not what anybody wants, especially when it's about our bank accounts, our pocketbooks, during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
Not only is the holiday season a lot of fun for us with regards to Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all the celebrations that we want to have, it's also the hot stove season. What will the Minnesota Twins be doing, if anything, and what do we make about this report earlier this week that the Twins are looking to keep Pablo Lopez? They're looking to keep Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton. We're going to talk to Bobby Nightingale from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins us on the Chad Arbin Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This spot to be 2 below for the high on Saturday. I wonder if those are the type of temps that Bobby Nightingale from the Minnesota Star Tribune, he enjoys here over the holiday season. He covers the Minnesota Twins, and he joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Bobby, I appreciate you being on the show, but what do you make of the below zero temperatures this weekend coming up?
It just makes me wish I was back in Florida. Just got back.
Oh, my goodness. What part of Florida were you visiting?
Winter meetings were in Orlando.
Oh, so that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, happy holidays to you. And by the way, you know, this is your first holiday season with your with the baby now, right? With your son?
Yeah, first one. Yep.
All right. What do you make of fatherhood right now?
I wish I had more sleep, but, you know, after 4 days on the road, I guess I can't say that out loud in the house.
Well, congratulations, man. There's a lot of stuff that's been percolating with the hot stove. We know how baseball gets and the signings and everything that's taking place. But, you know, you cover the Minnesota Twins, specifically in Major League Baseball. And I think a lot of people are kind of wondering, not kind of, but everybody's wondering what the Twins are going to do here in the offseason via trades possibly, or even making some additions to their team, because they need to make some additions regardless of what happens to their organization. Let's start with the report, some reporting that came out earlier this week from The Athletic, that the Twins were looking to retain and keep Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and Byron Buxton. I know that those three big names for this team, they're kind of the headliners. They're kind of the ones that people will take seriously in terms of looking at the Twins as a serious team or an organization. I don't want to see this organization move on from those three people or players. What do you make of that report?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, Derek Falvey said as much, you know, beforehand and after the winter meetings that's their plan. They're keeping the three guys. Yeah, I mean, if a crazy trade offer happened, yeah, maybe that's a different conversation. But yeah, the kind of the big question going into the offseason was what direction were they going to go? Were they going to tear it down further? And it was always Derek Falvey's goal to add to the team, and now ownership says they give the green light for that. You know, they're going to add a little bit to the payroll, not going to spend much. Payroll is still going to be lower than it was the past 5, 6, 7 years, but there will be some capacity to add to the roster. So no reason to trade those guys unless they're getting immediate major league help back in return. So, you know, they see a weak division, a weak American League Central, and they say, you know, with the starting pitching especially that they have, that, you know, give it a run, see where you're at the trade deadline, and go from there.
That's good news to hear because I like and enjoy, you know, covering and watching all three of those individuals play. I think that Byron Buxton last season was his best season as a Major League Baseball player. Pablo Lopez, very unfortunate season with him being injured. I'm a fan of Joe Ryan's. I think that Joe Ryan has tremendous upside, and we have not seen yet the best of Joe Ryan. But just having those guys coming back or not going elsewhere is not enough. This team needs some upgrades in other places. Where do you believe they need to start? Because I believe it starts in the bullpen.
Yeah, they do want to add relievers. Now, some of those will be like non-roster invitees, the kind of the lowest level. But, yeah, I expect, you know, they added Danny Coulomb last year. I expect a couple signings of that kind of ilk. And then I expect a big bat. They want Jeremy Zoll, the GM, so they want to add a power bat. So first base is kind of the obvious one. They don't really have a first baseman. Cody Clemens is the top guy there right now. But that's what they're targeting. They want a power bat that can add some thump to the lineup, and they're looking for relievers to kind of fill out the bullpen. Obviously, you're not going to get a Joan Duran, Griffin Jex, the guys you traded away, but you know, they do need experience there. There's not much proven guys down in the bullpen right now.
You know, when you look at this team specifically from a pitching perspective, we love Joe Ryan, we love Pablo Lopez. One of the guys though that regressed last year, and I said as much that like, for this team to go back and win a division, they were going to need this guy to continue to take a step forward, and he did. He regressed, and that was Bailey Ober. Where are you at with Bailey Ober in terms of his progression or maybe lack thereof from last year? Like, do you think that he is the guy that this organization is banking on having a bounce-back season?
I think they're hopeful. You know, there were some health-related things. He was dealing with a hip thing. Ended up on the injured list a little bit, like in July, I believe, but you know, it contributed. I mean, his velocity was way down last year. By the end of the season, he was throwing 88 miles an hour, which is still hard, but in Major League Baseball, it's one of the softest velocities out there. So, I mean, it's hard to survive when he's throwing 92, 93, let alone just 88. So they're hopeful that, you know, his velocity will return if he's healthy. But yeah, I mean, he's a big part of it. I mean, if he has another bad season, it makes it a lot tougher, puts a lot more pressure on one of those young pitchers to step up. But, you know, for 2-3 years, it wasn't like this is a blind faith thing. You know, for 2-3 years, Bailey Ober was one of the more consistent pitchers on this team. So, they're hopeful that it was just kind of an injury, reason for last year's decline.
Talking to Minnesota Twins beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune, Bobby Nightingale Jr. here on the Chad Hartman Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Who is the one player that maybe flies under the radar right now of the younger guys that has to be productive here this season for the Twins to do anything?
I think one of the young starters has to be really good, whether it's Simeon Woods Richardson, and he's out of minor league options. So if he doesn't pitch well in the rotation, he's going to end up in the bullpen pretty quickly. Zebby Matthews, you know, David Festa, those guys have kind of flashed potential before, but, you know, this is kind of the year that they have to be good. I mean, the pressure's on them. If not, you know, Taj Bradley, Mick Abel, some of the new trade additions they got, you know, they do have a lot of young pitching guys to go from, and they're hopeful that, you know, two of them will click. Obviously, pitching injuries is kind of a common occurrence, and as Bailey Ober showed, regression is a thing. But they're hopeful that, you know, of all the young pitchers that they have, two of them will click and take a step forward in the rotation, and then that'll be the strength of the club. I mean, if you keep Pablo Lopez, you keep Joe Ryan, and Bailey Ober takes a step forward, especially from last season, then, you know, if all you need is two of those five, six, seven young starters that they have to have a good year, and you feel good about your rotation as, you know, one of the better ones in the league.
Well, what does Derek Falvey think of Taj Bradley? Because from what we did see from him, he showed to me that he has a live arm.
Yeah, I think they're pretty high on him. I mean, his fastball is one of the better ones. It was like a splitter was the problem last year. That's the reason the Rays traded him, was they just couldn't fix the splitter, and his strikeout rate dropped. And it's like, okay, if you can figure that out or even add another pitch and that makes the splitter look a little bit better, the strikeouts go back up. I mean, it was only 2 years ago with the Rays where it was like he's going to be Tampa Bay's next big star in their rotation. And obviously they got Griffin Jacks. They got a good reliever for him, so it wasn't like they traded him for nothing. But the Twins are hopeful, you know, just a tweak here, tweak there, that, yeah, he could be a solid, and they don't need him to be the star of the rotation. They have Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, but just be a guy that you have a chance to win every time he's out there.
Bobby, I'm sure that you guys probably asked the question of Derek about payroll. Did he elaborate or even the topic of conversation about how much spending, if at all, would increase or decrease? Where are we at with spending for the Twins?
Yeah, he didn't give anything publicly that, you know, that's still a conversation they have. Obviously, the minority investors who have yet to be announced. I expect an announcement there next week. So finally a finish line. But it's going to be one of those things where he's going to have to, you know, put on his recruiting hat and pitch it to the ownership group, not just the Polads, but the new minority investors who are all coming in and saying, you know, if we sign these guys, this is what will make, this will give us this much better of a chance to compete in the American League Central next year. So I think that's a fluid thing, but I would expect, I mean, right now they currently sit at $95 million. Last year they ended at $130. So, I mean, if you're talking $105 million, so it gives them $10 to $15 million to spend this offseason, you know, that makes sense in my head.
All right, Bobby, before I let you go, I do want to ask you about just your thoughts. We had the MLB draft lottery. The Twins end up with the third overall pick. I think number one went to the White Sox, and I think the second pick went to the Rays. Did it go to the Rays?
Yep, you're right. Yep.
All right, so it went to the Rays, and then the Twins. Like, when you start looking at the different lists and people are doing mock drafts, what are some of the positions that potentially could be game changers far down the road for the Twins at pick number three?
Yeah, I mean, if they take a college player, it doesn't take long for these guys to make it to the big leagues anymore. You know, at number three, you're either looking at probably the best pitcher in the draft or, you know, probably a shortstop. You know, there's a lot of shortstops at the top of the draft right now, high school and college. And so I think they look at it as a guy, especially if it's a college player, that someone they could expect to see in the big leagues within 2 years, you know, by 2028. Just that's kind of the way it goes for the top five picks is if they're not a high school guy, they go pretty quickly.
Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune. I appreciate your time, my man. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Thanks, Blake.
Take care. It's Bobby Nightingale Jr. joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. We'll take a break. And coming up next, the Powerball was not hit. Harrigan didn't win it. I didn't win it. Although I looked to win it this weekend. But if he hit the Powerball jackpot, is there any issue in society that you would try to tackle with a few of your dollars? We get to that next. No one. No one won the Powerball jackpot last night. So now the Powerball jackpot has risen to an estimated $1 billion. Winning numbers were 10, 16, 29, 33, 69, and the Powerball was 22 with a power play multiplier of 3. And so going into last night, it was at $930 million. And the second largest prize, which is the $1 million, you had 3 of those. So you had a ticket sold in Maryland, Michigan, and New Jersey. If you, Dave Harrigan, were, because I know how you are, you're a guy with a big heart. If you ended up winning the jackpot in the Powerball, what issue in society would you tackle with a few of your dollars?
I would start with the fact that I don't have a second home in Malibu, California. That's really disappointing.
That's not a social issue.
No, society has been very upset about that for many, many years, and I'd like to right that wrong.
This guy.
No, I mean, you'd have to start with homelessness, right?
Yes, that hands down for me. You just stole my thunder. That's the very first thing. There's so many things that we want to try to tackle And I've, you know, like Shaletta, who just walked in, you know, she's great about fundraising and giving money to different causes here and there and all this stuff, whatever. We all try to do what we can.
Yep.
And, you know, I've raised money for, like, you know, diabetes research, cancer research, to help support the Children's Hospital here, just a lot of different programs. But you just hit it, man. Homelessness and people not having enough food, food insecurity. Like, those two, I'm going to tell you why it resonates with me so, so much more now. Is every time I'm leaving work or there's a day where it's super duper cold out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm driving around in my nice vehicle knowing I have a place and a roof under over my head, when I go somewhere and I see a person, if I'm leaving Costco or if I'm leaving Cub Food, and they have a sign in the freezing cold, and I'm like, how do you do it?
I know. People living in encampments here locally, St. Paul, Minneapolis. I don't know how you make it through a Minnesota winter and do that. And I mean, what we have here is nothing compared to warm weather climates. I mean, go to L.A. Holy cow. I mean, you want to see homelessness.
Yeah.
Drive around there for 5 minutes and you will see an epidemic like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I just it's heartbreaking, man. It really does. It's heartbreaking. Text line, a person says that they would deal with the public school lunchrooms. Another texter says something about picking up trash on public land.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things you want to tackle. Clearly, right? Like I would give, because you're never going to. You don't need that much money. Like, what are they saying about Elon Musk going to be the first trillionaire?
Yeah,
like, he doesn't need all that money. Like, there's so many things that he could solve in terms of the world's issues, but he doesn't care. He just doesn't care enough, right? Like, for me, I would infuse so many millions into, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I could just sit here at the microphone and say it. Like, me and my family and the people that I care about, we wouldn't need all that money.
No, you'd be good. You'd be okay.
You'd be fine. Like, you just can't spend that in a lifetime. You should want to make sure that money takes care of your family for generations, but also you should think about the betterment of society,
yeah,
too.
That's what investing is for. Invest plenty of it. You're good for multiple generations, but there's obviously so many things you can do, and you'd want to find a way where you can take that money that you're putting to, whether it's homelessness, whether it's food insecurity, whatever the issue is, and find a way where when the money dries up, the help doesn't dry up too. You know, that you can make some sort of substantial change to society, not just to the problem itself, where the help keeps going.
And I don't want to hear from anybody that'll be like, well, but after taxes, you're going to, so what? Who cares? What are you talking about after taxes? Who cares? That's why when I hear idiots like Odell Beckham Jr., say that when they get a $100 million contract, well, this is what I got. This part goes to taxes. This part's going to your. I don't care, dude. Don't complain to me about how much that you got $50 million. It's not. He tried to act as though a couple. I'm not sure if you saw this, but he tried to act as though like $50 million, whatever this set amount of money was. It wasn't generational wealth.
No, it's not. No, you can't do that. $50 million. That's. Like you said,
Can't do it off $50 million, bro. I cannot live. Why do I have to live off of $50 million?
Yeah, we had the Sprewell situation here, right?
With
the
big three. I got to feed my family.
Yeah, I know. I got to feed the family.
It's terrible, man. And when you have comments like that, it gives athletes a bad rap. It really does.
Are you saying the common man cannot relate to that type of attitude?
That doesn't resonate with me. It actually
those working the 9 to 5, working overtime just to barely get food on the table.
It actually enrages me when I hear stuff like that.
Yeah. It should. It's completely out of touch. It's completely insane.
By the way, I think that might be the very first time in my life that Shaletta Brundage came storming into this radio station, mm-hmm. and walked in the studio while somebody was on air, and she didn't run up to a microphone. Has that ever happened in the history of WCC radio?
That has never happened in the history of WCC radio or any place she's worked.
I did it. I scolded her.
You scolded her?
Lynch takes credit.
Lynch, you I mean, why'd you scold her?
Well, I was one of the first people she met at the station.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why, but she has respect for me.
Oh.
He says, I don't know why.
We're coming to sit. Be quiet. We're doing a show now.
Wow.
She should understand how this works. She comes storming in. Shaletta is that woman that wants to, you know, just take over the place.
Oh, she's Hurricane Shaletta. You hear and see her before she's even within eyesight.
Hurricane Shaletta. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sure that she'll probably pop her head in here at some point in the 2 o'clock. I'm assuming that's going to be
I hear her coming down the hall already.
Oh, she hears me talking about her?
Probably.
Well, she don't have enough time.
Uh-oh.
Don't look at me like that.
What is it? I am busy decorating and bringing some holiday cheer to my workplace.
I'm just giving you props for decorating. That's
yes.
All.
Did you see your I took pictures of everybody who worked here and I made little ornaments. Did you see your little ornaments?
I'll look at it at the top of the hour.
Okay.
I'll look at it at the top of the hour. Well, she's going to be around here, so I'm sure she'll probably pop on the mic here at some point.
Of course. I got to go help Mike Lynch. I brought Mike Lynch out of retirement.
Sounds good. Coming up next, when Minnesota sports fans tell the media that we are too critical, you have to understand the landscape isn't like most places. We get to that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.